Hey folks, thanks for listening to the Get Balanced podcast with me, Dr. Donnie, and today I am talking about remote working. Now, that can be whether you are working from home or if you just take a lot of work home, the challenges of that. And today we're going to hear from a very, very special guest. It is my oldest daughter, Rachel Hutchinson.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
All right, folks, this is a fantastic guest that I have for you today on the Get Balanced podcast, and a very special guest. And I could say that I can't say the most special because I've had many special guests, but what I'm actually talking about is one of my children. So, I've had four special guests. She's the fourth special guest on the show. She's the last one to get on the show. And this is my oldest daughter, Rachel. Rachel, welcome to the Get Balanced podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Dad.
With Dr. Happy to Dad. Be here. Dr. Dad. Hey, yep, that could be a new... That could be a new tagline right there. Dr. Dad
has a nice ring to it.
And it goes by the hashtag. I've read this on some billboards as I was traveling. Dadication.
Dadication.
Hashtag dadication. It's about dads being involved. That's what it is. I checked it out, but it's pretty cool. Folks, what we're talking about today in this episode is for anyone that does some work out of the home. Especially remote workers, even if you're not in the first responder world, but remote workers, or for all my first responders out there, I know a lot of you have more than one job sometimes, or you are bringing work to home that you are doing, because Rachel here works as a remote, is that a proper term, right? Remote worker from home. And with that, Rach, let me not go into it too much, but I'm talking to you from Palm Coast, Florida. And I believe this week you were sitting in Los Angeles, California. Is that correct?
This week, correct. Yes.
Where she lives, but she does travel. So Rach, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and I don't know if you can mention your employer or not, or what you do, but maybe in general, sure, or whatever detail you'd like to give on that. Let me kick it right over to you a little bit.
Sure. So I work for a Big Four consulting firm. I do a lot of change management projects for large transformations, whether that be through software or just adoption for new processes and procedures. So I kind of work that end to end from strategy to execution of deliverables and manage those types of projects. So it's a very fast paced and pivoting environment on a day-to-day basis. So I definitely appreciate talking about work-life balance.
Well, for the listeners and any of the new listeners out there, when I talk about work-life balance, and you recall this because you were actually the editor of my book, Lead with Balance, and my definition really hasn't changed too much, but the way I've been defining work-life balance from my PhD research is in more of in a form of a question. And that question is, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? And I'd like for folks to really just pause on that for a minute and just ask yourself, are my daily behaviors, the things you do day in and day out, are they in alignment or do they support your priorities in life? Now, Rachel, you know what? When I do this at my workshops, and you've attended some of my workshops, but when I do this at the workshops, I always get a number of hands that go up when I say, hey, how many of you haven't thought about your priorities in a while? Mm-hmm. And those hands go up in the air. Oh, and Rachel's hand goes up in the air. And so if we haven't thought about our priorities in life, and that's what I love trying to get people to do is just stop, pause, reflect, right? You remember the reflect, reset, rebalance formula. But, so if you would, before you get into some of the challenges of work-life balance,
yeah,
How has your professional career been going from, you know, when it comes to, how about all the, some of the good things? What's going well when it comes to work-life balance?
What's going well? I'd say when I prioritize work-life balance, I am much more productive in terms of making time to work out and having kind of that set routine where I eat lunch, breakfast, dinner at certain points in the day. I get outside, I work out on a consistent basis, and I take time for myself to either read or just watch TV, go out with friends, stuff like that. So I'd say when I kind of work around those activities, I am able to better show up. I feel smarter. I feel like I'm quicker on my feet, quicker in meetings, and I just feel like a better version of myself. But in order to do that stuff, I say I definitely have to put myself into that mindset, or else it is very easy to get lost in the day to day and working long hours, even over the weekend.
And I like what you talked about. When you do put some of this self-care pieces in place, you say it makes you feel like a better version of yourself. And
yes,
and you probably are a better version of yourself. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how did the pan, now you're in California and you were in California for the pandemic that had to, most people know California is more restrictive than many other states, and mm-hmm. it lasted longer. So how, was it challenging?
Yeah, I think the pandemic was challenging for a lot of people working remote, just because you don't have that camaraderie in your office. So you don't have coffee chats, or you don't have, you know, we're leaving early on Friday to go get dinner. You don't have the commute where I used to ride the train every day to work, and I would just sit there and read for an hour, just take time to listen to music. Actually, when I travel now on airplanes for work a lot, or just visiting my friends, it's actually a really nice way for me to just kind of sit back and relax and tell myself that there's really truly not anything that I need to be doing right now. So I think the pandemic kind of took away, took away those daily tasks that allowed you to just be out in the world and just kind of exist. Whereas it's different sitting at your desk where you may have more time to do those things, but you feel a little bit more obligated. And I think this might just be a cultural shift that a lot of companies went through, and not necessarily on any company for, you know, pushing this on their employees or anything. I think my company specifically does really value work-life balance, but I have noticed a lot of people, including myself, just feel obligated or just internally pressured to be online later or wake up earlier, just because it's so easy to walk right over to your desk and not take a lunch break. It's so easy to walk right over to your desk and not work out in the morning or skip the workout at night. It's so easy to like order food. And, you know, when you were in the office, you would be able to pack your lunch or go out with your friends and get food and stuff like that. So there's definitely, I've noticed too, a lot more calls throughout the day where you're virtually face to face, and it's taking time away from the tasks that sometimes you need to do offline. So yeah, I think it was definitely a big shift, and something that I noticed with myself that I could probably work on is just prioritizing those things that you need in life to just kind of step away from your computer for a little bit.
What are some of those things that you feel that you need in life besides the work? You got the work component going. By the way, yeah. Folks, she's extremely successful in the consulting world. So very proud of you. And
thanks, Todd.
I want to see those hours come down, though. Yeah.
And I think a lot of that, too, is I think the pressure to say, I think, side note, as a consultant, I put a lot of those hours on myself because I say yes to a lot. So I think that's something also that you talk a lot about, Dad, is you need to set boundaries and prioritize yourself. And that's why I said in my first statement or my first topic is that when I'm in that mindset where I am setting boundaries for myself, I'm much more better off than when I'm being a yes girl, a yes man to everything, and just kind of drilling myself into the ground. I don't think it's always the amount of work that or what other people expect. I just kind of place those expectations on myself sometimes. But what I do need to answer your last question is, I think I really enjoy being in an office. I really like having that camaraderie. I like getting on calls and asking people how they are and learning about their weekends or their families and not having it be all about business. I really like establishing relationships with people and keeping those relationships. And I kind of need that throughout my day to day. I also realize I need to eat very healthy. I like working out. If I stop working out, I get in a very bad mood and I'm not as, I can tell I'm not as quick on my feet. I'm not articulating things as accurately as I could be at work. And I think I just need me time too, to remember who Rachel is outside of her job. Cause sometimes I can be a little bit tough in my job, or sometimes I can be a different version than how I am in real life, just because, you know, I'm working with so many different people, so many different clients, and it just, it reminds me who I am when I take time to step away and just focus on me and what my broader goals are in life besides a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, very interesting. We have a phone call coming in.
Who is it? Hannah?
I'll call her back. That's my youngest daughter calling in while we're broadcasting the podcast here. But, you know, you talked a lot about, you know, the taking care of yourself and that self-care, the me time and all of that. Now, is your office open in downtown LA, or are you choosing to work from home because it's a choice, or is it just not available to go into the office right now?
It is open. I could work from downtown.
Okay. Okay. Is it challenging to get down there?
A little bit. It was easier when I was in New York because I was walkable distance from the office, but specifically in downtown Los Angeles, I could go there, but it's honestly not as it's not the way that it was 2 years ago, downtown Los Angeles. So
meaning
it's a little bit unsafer, I'd say.
Yes, I would. I think all the folks out there probably are shaking their heads. Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And when you talked about sort of getting back to, you know, who Rachel is and things like that, you're talking about, and when you think about, a lot of times I'll think about the guiding principles in life. Have you paused to think about, what are my guiding principles in life? And if you thought about that, where did they come from?
Yeah, I think when I have downtime, I actually think about that all the time, because I feel like I have two sides of me where I appreciate the value of hard work. I do like working hard. And when I take time off, I know that I've deserved it and that I can say that I've gotten better and grown because I've worked so hard, and I will continue to do that. But the other side of me is I focus on what are my broader goals outside of work. And I honestly ask God a lot what those are, and I ask God to guide me. And I read a lot. I see what other people are doing. I always kind of self-reflect and focus. I'm very future oriented. Every time I take a personality test, I'm like 99% future oriented. And so I always have this thought in the back of my mind that you only get one life, and I want to do everything that I can possibly to make that the best life ever. And I want to do it for me and not to, you know, gain status with anyone else. And I've really worked to define my own definition of success. I don't think that means money or a certain position in a company or, you know, doing the things that everyone else is kind of doing, getting married at a certain age or having kids at a certain age. I really just prioritize. I always say, chase God, then chase your dreams, and then everything will come. So I always really put God first and just trust that he's going to put me in the right position. And I listen to that little voice in my heart saying, this is the direction that you need to go in. And sometimes when I work too much, that voice quiets. It, you know, I can't hear it as much because I'm keeping myself too busy. So I feel like work-life balance, this discussion is really important because it is so important to listen to your voice and to go after what you really want in life.
No, that's beautiful. And you make me very proud that you say all that. Yes.
Thanks, Dad.
What are your, well, let's talk about your future oriented since you mentioned that. You've heard me preach about documenting your desired future and things like that.
Yeah.
What does your desired future look like, say, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Yeah, that's such a good question because I think I'm still trying to figure that out. I've always had a very straight path for myself, and I've been very fortunate to hit every goal that I've had so far. And they're definitely not as big as other people's goals or as, you know, broad and majestic as like the, you know, people accomplish things all the time. But I've been very fortunate that I have accomplished everything that I've kind of set out to do on paper. And I actually have a vision board up on my behind my computer right now that I get to look up at every night. It has all these places outside of the country, like places that I want to travel. And I think I personally would really like to see more of the world. I've never been outside the country. I don't even have a passport, which everyone always gives me. Can I cuss on here? SHIT about. No. Okay.
Clean show. And, it's a clean show.
Okay. For the kids. Yeah. But yeah, I think I definitely want to, I like being uncomfortable. I like in pushing myself to, I think traveling a lot or pushing myself to just kind of be alone. I don't mind being alone. And I have this saying, I really like forcing myself to be comfortable in the uncomfortable and just kind of being calm in chaos. And I feel like that teaches me a lot. And yeah, I feel like just traveling would kind of open up my eyes more to that and force me to grow a bit.
No, that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And I'll tell you, I love your quote though. Chase God, chase your dreams, then everything will come. Mm-hmm. I think if I captured it correctly, I'll go back and listen to it one more
time.
No,
that's right.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. And I completely agree with that. And you know, for me, and I think a lot of people know that, you know, the work that I do with the work-life balance and self-care, and with whether it's with the first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, whether it's medical, whether it's other high stress jobs, remote workers and attorneys, and is that I do this to try to help others, because, you know, so many of us get on that wheel of life running so darn fast. And then all of a sudden we look over our shoulder and we're like, where'd the time go? And then, mm-hmm. Oh, where, you know, one of the things that's so sad though, is if sometimes that, oh, where did my health go? Mm-hmm. Guys, you know, if you think about it, health brings a freedom few realize until they no longer have it.
Right.
And, yeah. And when I think about that often, you know, so it's, I'm thinking about, you know, what can we do? And so when you think about that, mm-hmm. and I want to shift it over to the remote worker, mm-hmm. is how important do you think it is that not just that we start looking out for our own me time, self-care, you know, eating health, you know, the basics, right? Mm-hmm. Just try to master the basics. Exercise, mm-hmm. you know, not crazy, but just, you know, just exercise, right?
Right.
Eat a balanced diet. Take time for yourself. Laugh. Do this. Socialize. Things like that. But for the remote worker, what advice would you have for them in saying, hey, if you're putting in all these hours, those extra hours, because the computer's there, the home office is there, what advice do you have for them about if they haven't tried this? Oh, let me go take time for myself. What advice do you have for them that it is actually something like a really good thing to do?
Yeah, that's such a great question. One I think I kind of tried to answer myself recently was, you invest so much time in other people and you invest so much money in doing, you know, things on the weekends or just things throughout the week, right? You know, maybe unhealthy lunches or a quick bite after work that might be not the best thing to eat, or you might go out drinking with friends and skip the workout, which is okay sometimes, right? But I think for me, I really told myself, you need to invest in yourself. And if you don't have time to make healthy lunches, for example, I bought a meal plan that's all organic and I have that sent to my house and it's pre-made so that I don't even have to think about what I'm going to eat throughout the day. It's just there for me. And it's, I know that it's stuff that I like and that it's something that's going to fuel my body. Another thing is that I hear a lot of people at work say, oh, I work this amount of hours, there's no way I can work out. It takes 45 minutes in a day to work out. And I bet a lot of those people spend a lot of time on their phones throughout the day. And that to me is just saying, well, you're not investing. You don't want to invest in yourself. You don't, you know, there are ways to go around that. You could wake up early. You could do it throughout the day. When you have an hour in your day, calls get canceled all the time. Sometimes I just work it in around my schedule, or sometimes I go on a streak where I'm just doing it at the same time every day because I'm fortunate that a call doesn't run over or something. So I respect myself too much to not prioritize my health. And that gives me a big confidence boost because I do that. And I put myself above anything around me because I know that if I invest in myself, I'm just going to be the best version of myself for other people. If I stop investing in myself, I'm going to go down a path where I'm not being the best version for the people around me, and I'm not going to uplift people, and I'm going to try to bring other people down with me, which is not good. So I always think, like, to be an asset to society, I always need to prioritize my health.
Yeah. No, I love that. And, you know, I appreciate that quite a bit. And you talked about, like, the time, you know, we all have 45 minutes to fit it in. And, and I think that's a paradigm shift that we're trying to help people understand, is that it's really not about time management. It's, this is my thought. Let me get your thoughts, feedback on this. It's really not about time management. It's about energy management. Because if you take the 45 minutes, you're going to be jacked up for a while with energy. And you're going to be more productive.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I think working out is so important. It's because you have all those after effects where you know that it's going to make you better in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I got my I didn't go 4 miles, went 3 miles today on a run.
Oh,
I started doing yoga.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
And, oh,
fitness train.
Doing some yoga. And then I started doing some, push-up challenges, just experimenting with different things. But I want to tell everybody this. After I did yoga, I've done it three times now. Normally the dog Charlie wakes me up because he's moving around in bed. Unfortunately, that's where he ends up sleeping, which I don't approve of. I don't recommend it, but he usually always wakes me up through the night. But since I started doing this yoga this week, I've been sleeping through the night.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because I've heard yoga helps with sleep, and I'm like, well, interesting. I'm sort of experimenting it with myself here.
Oh, that's great that it's working. Yeah. I should try that.
Yeah, good old Charlie. I bet you miss him, don't you?
I do miss Charlie. How's he doing?
He's over in the other room snoring. Probably. He sleeps all day.
Sleeping all day.
Stays up at night. Yeah.
Sounds so nice.
All right. On for the sake of time, I got a couple other questions for you. And then try to wrap it up here shortly because I want to respect your time. I know you're working today. And question sometimes I ask folks, what is something people seem to misunderstand about you? Here's a question for you. What is the best compliment you have ever received?
The best compliment. The best compliment.
Or a great one. Or a great
I've ever
one.
Received. A great compliment that I received once from someone a couple years ago was that he told me that whenever people watched me go around, that I was always trying to make other people happy, and that you could tell that I was trying to make other people happy and I was trying to be inclusive. And even though I was maybe the most, you know, well-known person in the room or something, or I don't like the word popularity or anything, but he said, even though, you know, everyone in the room, you're always going around trying to make sure that other people are having a good time, and you're just a light for everyone. And you're always just such a good time when you're out.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Is there anything that I did not ask you that you wished I would have, or something that you'd like to spend more time on that we talked
about? I guess I'd love to ask you any of your advice for how to get better balanced from what you know about me.
Well, one thing I know about you, I think you know it about yourself, is that I believe you fall into the realm of perfectionism. You're and the other thing is, you are a very, very hard worker. You always have been, and you prep for, and given you've had a lot of success, you put the work into it. And there is something about ebb and flow of balance too. There's times I fully believe we need to work our tails off. You know, you have projects, you have deadlines, customers need this, or, you know, citizens in the community need this, if you're in law, first responders, but whatever it is, there's times when we really work hard. But with that said, you just can't let it go too far. You know, like you've heard me say, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You must fill your cup first. And a lot of times, you know, we're pulling out, we're trying to pour dust out of the cup anymore because we've given too much. So I think my best advice for you would be, continue to reflect. You know what to do, right? You know what to do. And then it's just a matter of doing it. And that's where a lot of times from the thought of what to do to the doing it doesn't get done. And something that has helped me over the years, for many years actually, is that I'll think about, okay, what do I want to do tomorrow? Like this morning.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to run today, or this morning. I knew I was going to get up, have coffee, and go for a run, listen to a podcast. I knew that. So what I did though, I didn't think about it. I don't allow myself to think about it.
Yeah.
It's on the schedule. That's what I'm doing. Don't think about it. Get your shorts on, get your shoes on, go.
Yeah.
And that has really helped me a lot in doing things, but especially when it comes to, where do I get this fitness in? How do I do it? Or, you know, at noon tomorrow, that's when I'm going out. I got 12 to 1 book. I'm not going to think about it. And it's really managing my thoughts has helped.
Yeah.
As in, I won't think about it. I just do it.
Right.
You know, and here's another thing that, you've read, you know, the various readings and different things, basically. And Hannah just wrote an article on this, sort of like, or I'm sorry, paper, you versus you. You know, it's that battle. You've read a lot of that.
Yeah. Things,
right? You versus you. And I've made some, you know, jotted things down, me versus me. And I'm starting thinking about, okay, what am I battling with? And, you know, and I feel like it's a struggle. And even if you think of the word versus, it takes me back to you know, sports teams, right? This team versus that team. I mean, it's a battle, right? And I think this is where I tap into that positive psychology side of things. And maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. You versus you, or me versus me. Maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. How about me winning with me?
I like that. That's cool.
You know, it's like, wow.
What does that look like?
Well, that looks like, you know what? I'm going to go on that. I'm going to do that 45 minutes of exercise because it's going to brighten up my afternoon.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Me winning with me.
Yeah, you flip the perspective that you're winning.
Yeah. Or I'm going to take that time to pray because I'm going to chase God.
Yeah.
Me winning with me. And actually, I'm gonna have to write an article on that. I do. I think we
Sounds
need
like
to
a
shift.
Good one.
We need to do that positive psychology shift in the way we're looking at stuff.
Yeah, that's really important. I feel like as much as we place importance on exercising our bodies, it's just as important to exercise your mind and control your thoughts.
Yeah.
I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, thought control. It's like, let's stop the verses. Let's stop supporting the internal fight that we have, that chatter going on in our minds, and start pulling out. Let's do the highlight reel where we win with ourselves all the time, and let that build on itself.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd be a pretty cool thing. All right, girl, let's see. My last question for you, I'm going to wrap up this interview, would be, remote workers, because that's really where, you know, I want to give some help for them. Any things that maybe someone's thinking about, oh, I really would love to work from home. I wish my company would do that or anything like that. But just how about maybe some of the best practices, and you work with your colleagues and things like that work from home. What are some of the best practices to where maybe sometimes people learn, okay, I got to shut work off. You know.
So I think kind of going back to, and this is definitely something that I can work on, I think setting boundaries is so important, where you can set them with other people, but you can also set them with yourself. So for example, you can set them with other people by saying, actually, since you just added this to my plate, if you want X, then I'm going to have to give up Y, or I'm going to have to do this a little bit later. A lot of people think boundaries is just putting a brick wall in front of you and just saying, no, I can't do this at all. But actually, boundaries is trade-offs, right? Every day, it's a trade-off. People are going to ask you, you know, especially in my job, when you have a lot of clients, they're going to ask you for stuff every day, ad hoc requests, demands that, you know, they're saying needs to be done right now or yesterday. But if you just slow down, take a minute, you don't have to say yes to everything. And you can do trade-offs and say, this is actually what I have going on, and I need to respect my own time, and this is when I can get it to you. Or if, you know, let's give something up. Can someone else from the team pick this up so that I can take this on? So that's something that I've definitely been working on, and a skill that's very important when you get into management, because you have to protect your team as well from, you know, over demands and stuff like that. For setting boundaries with yourself, though, I think that's a little bit harder, because you're not going to have, it's less likely that you're going to be knocking on your own door. Or it's kind of like with debt collectors, right? They always say pay yourself first, but a lot of people don't do that. They pay the credit card companies first or the banks first. They're paying back their loans. But it's so important to pay yourself first, or to set boundaries with yourself first, even though it's much harder for you to come knocking on your own door, because you can make so many excuses for yourself and say, oh, I don't feel like working out today. I don't feel like eating healthy today. Actually, I need to pay off, for example, the debt collectors. You're not going to really worry too much if you don't pay yourself. But that's how you get rich. That's how you get a rich life. That's how you get a rich soul, a rich heart, if you do place those boundaries for yourself and say, in the morning, this is what I'm going to do. And I think you're totally right. You shouldn't even think about it. You should work on respecting yourself so much, and know that it's going to bring you so much confidence that you place yourself above. And I believe that about things, work, people. You need to place yourself above anyone else so that you truly can be the best version. And that means setting boundaries by saying, I know reading is going to be good for me today. I'm going to take an hour out of my day to read this really good book. Or, you know what, I'm going to study for the GRE, because even after a long day of work, because I really want to get into a good school, or that's one of my goals or something. Or if you hate your job, switch jobs. Like, you know, no one's keeping you here. There's so many things out there. And I feel like people feel so stuck sometimes and they make a lot of excuses and they sit down in their feelings. And that's when you go on this downward spiral. That's something in positive psychology where you just keep going down and down and down in the excuses. And then you're finally at the bottom and you're looking up saying, how did I get here? But there's also something called an upward spiral where you can reach the peak of, you can thrive, you can flourish. And I think to get there, they say to get there in research, you need to do all that stuff. There's what's it called? PERMA, positive emotions, engagements, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. You need to prioritize those different things in your life and make sure that they're balanced so that you can reach your peak. And like you said, it ebbs and flows, but I think if you have that always in the back of your mind, you're on a good path that is hard to find.
Well, we can't close it out any better than that. So that is outstanding advice. And well, thank you, Rachel. And from dad to you, me to you, I love you so much. So proud of you. I can't wait to see you. Gotta
love you too, Dad.
Together soon because, yeah, all the way on the other side of the country. With that, folks, this is my oldest daughter, Rachel Hutchinson, coming to you from Los Angeles, California. Thank you again, honey.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.